Happy Monday, everybody. My name is Brandon Rosa, and welcome to episode 254 of the Xbox in 10 podcast, your weekly source of Xbox gaming news covered in around 10 minutes. Every Monday, this podcast covers new game releases, the previous week's gaming news, and we all learn an Xbox-related fun fact together. The show is on YouTube and podcast services around the world, so please subscribe in your favorite and leave a review. Xboxin10.com, no numbers, is your quick source for links to all of our podcast destinations and social media profiles, which you can follow at Xboxin10. To start, let's talk game releases. There were no big games out last week, but the games coming out this week include Botany Manor, Gigantic Rampage Edition, Perfect Ninja Painter 2, Reed 2, Addo, Broken Roads, Jor-El's Brother and the Most Important Game in the Galaxy, House Flipper 2, Soko Frog, Trail Out, Goons, Legends, and Mayhem, Let's Revolution, The Kinderman Remedy, Loretta, Bunhouse, and Jack Holmes, Master of Puppets. There are some new games available on Game Pass and or coming soon. They include the following. You can now play Superhot Mind Control Delete on Cloud Console and PC, LEGO 2K Drive on Cloud and Console, Lil Gator Game on Cloud Console and PC, NEA Sports PGA Tour on Cloud PC and Series X and S. On April 9th, you can play Kona on Cloud and Console, as well as Botany Manor on Cloud PC and Xbox Series X and S. On April 11th, you can play Shadow of the Tomb Raider Definitive Edition on Cloud Console and PC. Then April 16th, launching into Game Pass, Harold Halibut on Cloud PC and Series X and S. Now it's last week's biggest news stories, and we have four to cover this week. Number 1. Senua's Saga Hellblade 2 runs at 30fps on Series X and S consoles. Samuel Tolbert at Windows Central writes, "We've got some of the first technical details for how Senua's second adventure will be playing on gaming hardware. There's a new round of previews for Senua's Saga Hellblade 2, the upcoming third-person adventure being developed by Ninja Theory and Xbox Game Studios. Speaking with GamePro.de, Ninja Theory confirms that Senua's Saga Hellblade 2 runs at 30fps on Series X and S, though players with a beefy PC rig, the Windows CPC requirements have not yet been revealed, will be able to push the frame rate higher. While the game is not yet released, and as such, a full technical breakdown is not yet available, it is fair to say that Ninja Theory has focused on visual fidelity, prioritizing the way the game looks as a conscious choice. The team has been using new techniques and features to push what's possible, including scanning handcrafted items like doors, tools, and outfits to make them look more realistic, as well as taking advantage of Unreal Engine 5's virtual geometry system Nanite. Speaking with Polygon, Ninja Theory environment art director Dan Attell notes that by using Unreal Engine 5, quote, "The turnaround between scanning the thing and putting it in the level is drastically cut, and you can spend that time finessing," end quote, adding that this tech pipeline has given the team the, quote, "trajectory we wanted," end quote. While I certainly understand players who want everything to be 60fps, CPUs have limitations, and I'm not even remotely shocked that Senua's Saga Hellblade 2 is locked at 30fps on the current generation Xbox hardware. Whenever I have the option, I'll almost always choose a higher frame rate in a game, but if it is impossible without sacrificing the integral parts of the design, like we saw in Starfield, then I trust developers to make the best choice for the game. All of the previews I've read today, Polygon's in particular, is excellent and you should read it, extensively praise the way the game looks, so as far as I can tell without actually playing myself, it seems like Ninja Theory made the right choices for the story they are crafting and the world they are building. Senua's Saga Hellblade 2 is slated to launch on May 21st, 2024, across Series X and S and PC. The game will launch at $50 and be included in Game Pass. Thought this was a great write-up, and definitely go check out all the previews out there if you're interested, and or maybe you don't want to and just want to go in blind. I peeked some of them, and all I could find was overwhelming praise, saying this really is going to be the first true next-generation experience, how great it looks, how good it feels. So for me, I don't care about the 30fps. I talked a lot about the show that Starfield needed to be 60 and all these reasons, and you know, they did kind of prove me wrong. 30fps, honestly, on console was totally fine for Starfield. I don't think this will be any different. And I just finished Hellblade Senua's Sacrifice this past week, so I cannot wait for number 2. Number 2. Gear 6 could be teased this summer, insider claims. George Yang at GameSpot writes, "We could potentially be getting information about Gear 6 this summer, according to Giant Bomb's Jeff Grubb." Quote, well, real quick, I will say I've heard some stuff might be happening with Gear 6 this summer, end quote, Grubb said on Kinda Funny's XCast show today. Microsoft has already confirmed that it will be having an Xbox showcase this summer, presenting games such as Avowed and Senua's Saga Hellblade 2. If the next Gears of War game is indeed coming soon, it'll presumably be teased during that showcase. However, Grubb clarified the plans and could always change. Back in September, FTC documents were leaked about Xbox's plan for a mid-generation console refresh, but Phil Spencer has come out to say that those things are now outdated. Now, it's rumored that Microsoft will be releasing a white all-digital Xbox Series X, though. Gears 5 was released in 2019, and we haven't heard much about the next entry. However, Gears 6 is reportedly the Coalition's next game. Former studio boss Rod Ferguson explained that he wrote the story synopsis for it before he left to become general manager of Diablo. However, he also jokingly said that the Coalition probably threw it out, indicating that he doesn't know if it was the direction that the next game ended up going. This is very exciting. I really, really enjoyed Gears 5, and I did enjoy Gears 4. It seems like Gears is really underappreciated, although one of the dumbest things they ever did was name it Gears 5 instead of just Gears of War. I mean, come on, why would you lose that brand recognition? Regardless, I do hope we see this and seeing some other insiders on X reporting that this is also going to be a truly next generation experience and a big, big game with how well it looks. Apparently, again, all rumors, but it seems like we won't have to wait too much longer, maybe, to find out. Number 3, Xbox is working on an AI chatbot to handle customer support requests. Chris Scullion at Video Games Chronicle writes, Microsoft is working on an AI chatbot which could take place of customer support staff. As reported by The Verge, the company has been testing the new AI-powered chatbot, which uses an embodied AI character that animates when it answers support questions. The chatbot, which is currently named the Xbox Support Virtual Agent, is being tested internally at Microsoft, but the report claims its testing pool has been expanded in recent days. If the tests are successful, it could mean that the AI assistant could end up handling support for all Xbox customers at some point in the future. Not going to read too much more on this, as I just wanted to highlight this, as we all know the pain if you've ever called customer service and you just want to speak to a person. So you're hitting all the buttons, magically hoping it'll randomly connect you to the person. Instead of press 1 for this option, press 5 for that option. So be wary, this is probably, more than likely, coming soon. And number 4, Star Wars Outlaws is unveiling a new story trailer next week. Michael Crepe at IGN writes, Ubisoft will unveil a story trailer for Star Wars Outlaws this Tuesday, April 9th at 12 p.m. Eastern, the company announced. Details on what portion of the narrative the video will focus on remain a mystery, but the world premiere footage should give us a much closer look at the project starring scoundrels, K'Vass and Nix. It's also important to remember that this open-world spin-off takes place between The Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi, so the story trailer might also offer Easter eggs for eagle-eyed viewers. If you are lucky, we may finally get a release date too. We learned more about Star Wars Outlaws when speaking with narrative director Naveed Kavari, creative director Julian Garrity, and Lucasfilm senior creative executive Matt Martin last year. During our chat, we found out more about K'Vass as well as how the project fits into the wider Star Wars universe. In other Ubisoft news, the game publisher recently announced that it will debut a brand new Ubisoft Forward presentation on June 10th. The company has a lot in the oven and has yet to spell out exactly what we can expect to see at the show. However, some hopeful highlights include Assassin's Creed Codename Red, The Division 3, the Splinter Cell remake, and maybe even more Star Wars Outlaws. Star Wars Outlaws doesn't have a release date yet, but it is at least set to launch for PC, PS5, and Series X and S before 2024 comes to an end. So I use Star Wars Outlaws as the excuse to also talk about Ubisoft Forward on June 10th, but for Star Wars Outlaws, I can't wait for this game. I'm typically not a big Ubisoft fan, but I do love Star Wars, and this game really showed out on its first appearance. Can't wait to see more, and yes, please give us this release date. It seems like the rumors are this game is actually a lot closer than we all expected, which would be very exciting. And Ubisoft did announce their Ubisoft Forward event during former E3 times. June 10th, can't wait. I love all things that were E3 and all the showcases. Even if it's Ubisoft, I'm still going to be there. As always, we end our show with a fun fact about Xbox, and this one is about a canceled Batman game that we learned about this week. So, credit to IGN for this one. Gameplay for canceled Nolanverse Batman game that became Middle-Earth Shadow of Mordor Unearthed. Gameplay and images for the canceled Nolanverse Batman game that was once in development at Monolith Productions have emerged online. Before it released the much-loved Middle-Earth Shadow of Mordor in 2014, Warner Bros. Owned studio Monolith worked on a game codenamed Project Apollo that was intended as a Nolanverse Batman game based on the version of the Caped Crusader played by Christian Bale. Liam Robertson of Did You Know Gaming has reported that director Christopher Nolan himself may have killed the game because he wanted to focus on The Dark Knight Rises, the third and final movie in his Batman movie trilogy. Now, years later, ex-Twitter user Spidey Ranger has published images and gameplay footage that give us an idea of what might have been. They show Monolith's intent to create an open-world Batman game set in Gotham with stealth and combat mechanics that will look familiar to anyone who played Rocksteady's Arkham games. If you love those games, if you love canceled video games, definitely go check out some of these images and videos. It's always really cool to go back and see what could have been, and really wild to see what it turned into in Shadow of Mordor. I still have never beat a Batman Arkham game, don't rat me out, but I did love Christopher Nolan trilogy. I mean, who didn't? So this could have been really cool. What a shame. Thank you all for listening to the Xbox in 10 podcast, your weekly source of Xbox gaming news covered in around 10 minutes. If you like the show, please subscribe on your favorite podcast service, share with your friends, leave a review, and follow on all social media at Xbox in 10. This past week, as I noted, I finished Hellblade: Senua's Sacrifice, so again, cannot wait for number 2. And I guess with this time, I don't really know what I'm going to be playing next. A little bit of a lull, but I think I will try to continue my playthrough of the original Final Fantasy VII. My name is Brandon Rose. You can follow me on Xbox at Brose93. Hope you all have a great week. Stay safe and keep on gaming.